The Local Method Podcast, episode 25. Welcome to the Local Method Podcast. I'm your host, Albert Athazi, and this is the podcast devoted to helping local business owners and professionals become market leaders in their communities. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm broadcasting from beautiful Thunder Bay, Ontario, where a touch of autumn is in the air. I want to talk about what's coming up on today's show. We're going to be talking about videos and how to create them with the CEO of Grumo Media, Miguel Hernandez, and also talking about a very important article that I'm going to pass on to you and touch on some of the highlights about Google and what it means for your business. This is very important for you going forward. The episode is brought to you by the Market Leadership Newsletter, the Local Method Market Leadership Newsletter. When you subscribe to the newsletter, you're going to receive ongoing free training delivered right to your inbox. We're starting with the WordPress training course that's delivered through video in short, manageable lessons. You could learn WordPress yourself or have someone else go through this training and get a WordPress site set up and running for you. There's also new training that's going to be introduced to the members in the next few weeks, so look out for that. Go to thelocalmethod.com and sign up. Now, I tried something different. You know, I've asked people in the past to submit a question, you know, send it to feedback at thelocalmethod.com, and I'll try to get a question answered on the air. Well, this time, it was about 15 minutes before I was about to interview my guest today, and I posted it on Facebook. And within 5 minutes, I had two people answer a question they would like me to ask my guest. And I was really excited about that. So you're going to hear my guest, Miguel, answer these questions coming up. Some of the things we covered today on the interview is about Miguel and how he started Grumo Media and what led him up to creating these demo videos for these very exciting companies. Talking about why having a niche is important. Five main parts your video should have, and some of his favorite social media sites. But before we get into the interview, I want to talk about this great article that a fella I've been following for quite a few years now, Ed Dale, posted. And I think it's one of his best articles ever. And I even let him know that I really appreciate it. And I thought the writing and the presentation was very good. It's about context. It's about Google's new search called Google Now. Now, Google, last year, introduced Google Plus, and a lot of people thought it was a social network. Well, actually, Google Plus isn't quite a social network. Google Plus is Google. So everything that we are doing now is being connected. When you sign into YouTube or go to Gmail, guess what? You're on Google Plus. Google Plus is the fundamental layer binding all of Google's properties together now. And what that is doing is helping them use these services like Google Now, where your cell phone is going to anticipate your needs ahead of time. So when you turn your cell phone on, it's going to help you decide where to go, what route to take to work or to your favorite coffee shop. This is really exciting stuff. It's a little bit creepy because Google knows a lot about us, but at the same time, it's going to be very helpful to us. Now, if you own a local business, it's going to be critical that you go on Google Plus and claim your local business listing. Now, you could learn more about that in podcast episodes 18 and 23. You go to www.thelocalmethod.com/018 or 013, and you can have a listen to these podcasts where I talk about that with some of my guests. So I'm going to give you a link to that article. Like I said, if you do have a business, it's critical that you be included in there, because it may not be today, but in the near future, people's phones are going to be connected exactly to those listings, and it's going to be vitally important. Another thing to mention too is that within the next year, 50% of all searches are going to be done on mobile phones. It's another reason to get connected there. Or if you do need help setting up your profile on Google+, I just want to let you know I do offer consulting for that, and drop me an email at albert@thelocalmethod.com letting me know how I can help you out, and I will get in touch with you. Let's move on to this week's featured segment. Miguel Hernandez is the CEO of Grumo Media, which he founded in October 2010. Miguel has over 10 years of experience in multimedia production and has created promotional videos for cool startups like Hipmunk, Indeniro, Ashton Kutcher, Clipboard, Video Genie, Olo.com, and big companies like Microsoft and Walmart. Miguel's many passions have taken him from his original love for mechanical engineering to 3D animator, all the way to music video director and web applications developer. Miguel has always had passion for film, technology, and startups. Miguel was born in Bilbao, Spain, and relocated to Vancouver, Canada in 1996 with most of his family. Last year, he also created the mega successful online course called How to Create an Awesome Demo Video for Your Business. Miguel joins me from his home office in Vancouver via Skype. Miguel, welcome to the Local Method podcast.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. I've enjoyed so much of your courses, the way you teach, the way you present, that I reached out to you and you were gracious enough to come on board, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. It's a pleasure.
Now, tell us a little bit about Miguel Hernandez.
Miguel Hernandez. I'm originally from Spain. Actually, it's a town called Bilbao, which is in northern Spain. And it's now known because there's a big Guggenheim Museum and because it's also part of the Basque Country. And I came from Spain in 1996 when I was 19 years old with my family. My dad actually got a contract in Vancouver. He really liked this city a lot. And eventually he said, you know what, I love it. I'm going to stay here if you guys want to come. Join me. And we've in our family, we've always been a little bit of a maverick. So we said, hey, let's do it. And kind of like an experiment, it turned out to be something very permanent. And I've been here since then, so almost 16 years now. And but I always go back to Spain when I can.
Yeah.
And well, that's my story of how I came here. And then I've done many things before starting this studio where I do demo videos for startups. But my background originally is more in mechanical engineering. I went to school to study mechanical engineering in Vancouver. And then I worked as a mechanical designer for 3.5 years at a local manufacturing company. And then I got really interested into filmmaking and 3D animation and startups and web development. And so I'm pretty much self-taught on all those subjects except for the engineering part. And then eventually I started doing demo videos and started Grumo Media 1.5 years ago. And here we are today.
Yeah. Here it seems to be all over the place anyway right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I enjoy doing many things, right? So I actually feel very lucky that eventually I was able to build a business around one of my many passions, right? Because one of the problems when you like many things is, you know, what they say, if you're a jack of all trades, you're a jack of, of none of them. I don't know how the expression goes.
Yeah.
Master of none, right? So I suffered of that for many years because I like to do so many things. But eventually I said, you know what? I'm over 30. Maybe I should just pick one thing and stick to it, right?
Yeah.
My dad used to say, right? So eventually I decided, you know, I'm going to go after demo videos and it turned out to be a good decision. And so I'm sticking to it for now.
Yeah. Well, the demo videos are awesome. But tell us, how did you get into that particular field?
I didn't expect to end up doing demo videos. What happened was that before I started this company, I was working on a web startup myself, all by myself, developing an online project management tool. And I developed it all by myself. And basically, it was supposed to be something similar to Basecamp with the ability to invoice internally. So it was going to be like Basecamp and FreshBooks. And I spent 1.5 years doing this and basically with no funding, eventually ran out of money. I learned a lot of stuff, a lot of lessons from trying to start my first company with no outside help and trying to learn a lot of stuff. But one of the things that I did to promote it was create a small demo video, because I thought that would be very useful to promote it. More than, it was not such a, like a animated demo video like the ones that we produce at Grumo Media. It was more like a screencast with a professional voiceover. And that was my first exposure to producing one of these videos. And it turned out, after my first attempt to start this company failed, that I started to become part of the local startup community in Vancouver. And one of the startups here saw that video and they needed a demo video and said, Miguel, would you produce one of these for our startup? And I produced this demo video for them. I used Flash, Adobe Flash, and I animated it. They paid me $500 for it. Took me about 2 weeks to produce it. And it turned out that I had a natural gift, I guess, to be able to tell a story in a way that everybody really enjoyed that video. And it's just after I created that first video, lots of other startups start saying, hey, Miguel, I want a video too. And then I clued in that, hey, maybe there's actually a business here, because people are like what I do. They're asking me to do it and they're willing to pay money for me to do it. So suddenly I decided, well, let's pursue this and see if actually I can build a business around it. And at that time I had like zero money in the bank. So this was my own, like my lifeline. I didn't have many other options. Like I either do that or I don't know what I was going to do. So that was the main motivation to start this company.
Yeah, it sounds like even with your experiences going through the startup thing, you could relate to these companies, what they're going through.
Yeah, I think that would helped a lot. The thing is that the first time I started the company, I wanted to do it all by myself. And I think that happens to a lot of people. You're like, oh, I can learn everything myself, because my experience before was self-teaching myself almost everything. And I thought I could get to a certain level of proficiency and make a living like that. But then I learned the best way to learn and to avoid mistakes, especially starting your first companies, is surrounding yourself with people that are building startups and with mentors that have built successful startups. And that's when I joined the startup community here in Vancouver and started learning a lot of valuable information, which helped me to build Grumo Media.
It's like lots of stuff I teach here at the Local Method. When a local business really wants to do well, they got to know their customer. They have to know who they're selling to, and sort of every marketing message has to be aimed at them.
Yeah.
So now you have Grumo Media, and give us your elevator pitch for Grumo Media.
Okay, so Grumo Media, it's a digital media production studio where we create short animated explanatory videos for startups. And that's pretty much it, you know.
Now, I don't know. I'm going to put a few links to your videos in the show notes. But I don't know if anyone has seen of your videos. But they have a certain personality to them. And they're not like Pixar's videos. And tell us why your style may work better than, let's say, a Pixar-produced video.
I think the style of the video is not the main factor for the video to be effective. So you could make a Pixar video and spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it could be very effective, but it wouldn't be effective because it's visually stunning. What makes a video effective, specifically an explainer video effective, is how it's written, the script, and the thought that has gone into creating a little story that explains the problem that you're trying to solve and why your solution is so awesome, right? And that's where the magic comes in. And the soul of every video is in the script. Then you can execute that script using all kinds of technology or animation styles. You can use 3D animation style, 2D animation style, cartoon. You can do whiteboard type of animation, stop motion animation. But the soul of the video, what's going to really make it an efficient video, is going to be whether the video hits the mark in terms of a script, addressing the right target audience, and explain the most concise possible way what your product does. And also, what we like to do at Grumo Media is make sure that there's a little bit of personality in the videos, so we can connect at a more emotional level to the viewer, and that makes the video more memorable, right? As opposed to the typical corporate video where people are so serious and they just tell you the facts and why they're great with numbers and charts and graphs. And the reality is that after, you know, a few seconds watching this, most people tune out because there's no real, you know, emotional aspect to it, right? So at Grumo Video, we put a great emphasis on making sure people feel some kind of emotion, positive emotion, and we try to put a smile in people's face at least once because they'll remember the video if we do that, right? So that's...
Yeah. I always look on your videos... Because I got it from the course. There's, you say at the end, put a little twist. So I'm waiting for, okay, what's going to be Miguel's twist this time on the video?
Yeah, we always, what I've done, I used to write all the scripts originally, right? And now I have two writers as well. So they have their own little personality as well. But, you know, I think I've done a good job on training them to make sure that they understand what makes a Grumo video a Grumo video. So when people see it the first time, a lot of people are like, yeah, this is a Grumo video because whatever magic they have, right? And they're pretty good at coming up with those moments that you're like, ah, that's a clever mm-hmm. you say. So
how's that transition been of letting go and letting somebody else do that?
Well, it's been a challenge, obviously, because as a sole founder, you want to be able to control every aspect of production, right? Because you're so attached to everything, you know, and you want to make sure that the end result, you're happy with it. And then as I read books on growing companies, the first thing they say is you have to learn to let it go. You have to learn to delegate some of the tasks. And for that, you have to be able to document everything, and then be able to find people that you trust and that they can fit, not just have the right skill base, but they have to have the right personality and fit within the culture that you want to have on your company. And all of that is an amazing challenge. So many people have done it, and there's many books that talk about it, but or experience it, you're like, you know, it's a different challenge altogether, and it's nice to see how it actually, you can let other people do what you used to do, and sometimes they can do even a better job. I mean, they say you surround yourself always with people that are smarter than yourself. So, you know, if I'm delegating something as boring as accounting, well, obviously I'm going to hire somebody who's better than me in accounting. If I'm going to hire a writer, well, my writers have been writing for big agencies for many years. I just give them some guidance towards what I believe it makes a Grumo video unique, but then they have a lot more resources to, an experience writing than I do. And the same with animators. When I subcontract an animator, well, I self-taught animation, but I'm not a professional animator. So I get professional animators that are way better than I am at animating way faster, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see that once you start delegating, you can actually get better and faster result with a lot less effort. You just have to have a different mentality on how you approach your business, right? And that's been a very interesting challenge.
Yeah, I feel that same way myself because for us setting up accounts for clients, constantly sending content out to the internet takes a lot of time. And if I got to do that myself, I cannot meet with the clients as much. So it's a process that I'm learning as well.
Yeah, no. If that's the first thing you need to do is identify the things that are repetitive or that are too time consuming, and figure out if you can delegate that to somebody that is better than you at doing it. And then eventually, I mean, what I've been told several times is that you should try to build a business that doesn't need you, because I mean, if it just depends on one person, then what happens if you get sick, or if you unfortunately, you know, maybe you get run by a truck or something like that, then that whole business and all the people that depended on that business are out of work, or the business disappears, right? So you have to think from day one, how can I build this business in such way that eventually it can run by itself, right? And that's an interesting challenge, because it makes you think, okay, what are the main areas, or what are the areas in this business that still are 100% dependent on me being there and making decisions? And then how can I take myself out from the equation? Which is kind of hard, because you're like, I love this business. I don't want to take myself out of the equation. Mm-hmm. Right? But you having that mentality, it's important, especially if you have some kind of long-term goal for the company to survive after you're not around, or after you decide to move to a different type of business, right? So
yeah. My last podcast, I had a freelancer graphic artist on, and it was funny. We talked about a book, and you may be interested in it. It's called Built to Sell.
And it actually read it last year.
Okay. So you know exactly what it's about. Well, what's funny, we met for coffee, and then we met about a month and a half later, and he created a logo business with that model in mind. He read the book and he put it to action. Now he's got a 5-step logo process that he modeled after that book.
Right, because yeah, that's the sample case they used on that book.
Yeah, so that's pretty good, you know, to be able to do that, put it into action. You know, we all read and we consume a lot of information, but putting it into action was really, I was really impressed.
Yeah, what I like about that book is that it puts you in the mentality of if you really want to grow a business, a good strategy is thinking how do I have to design my business so it could be an attractive possible acquisition for another company, right? Mm-hmm. So thinking of from the day one of some kind of exit strategy, which doesn't mean you have to sell your business. But if you start thinking that way, you're putting in place the proper workflows and procedures to make sure that the business can grow and scale, right?
Right.
So it's yeah, I really like that book.
Yeah, it's a challenge though, like you said, letting go, and it's not like you don't care about your business, but you do have to kind of think about the future.
Yep.
So what's your role now? You got your army working for you, doing those things that used to take you hours. What's your primary role in the company now?
Well, right now what I do is I concentrate on the most important accounts. So like I say, most of the videos that we do are for smaller startups, but now we have bigger accounts with Microsoft and Walmart and some other big companies. And then I try to still be involved on those bigger accounts. Also, I think of different ways of bringing more business. So now my role is more strategic, right? I'm like, okay, what can I do to promote Grumo Media through social media? Interviews like these are all things that I've been doing recently as well, because I know that they help also spread the brand, right? Yeah. Also concentrating on creating online tutorials. You know that because you've got a couple of my courses mm-hmm. already, right? And the tutorials, I enjoy them a lot, but they're also a tool for cross-branding, right? Because every tutorial that I do, my logo is there. I talk about Grumo Media. So it's like a different way of marketing that I've been using lately. And some of the clients that we get come from those courses as well, right? Because they once they hear about Grumo Media, or they like my teaching style, they're like, oh, this is somebody that I wouldn't mind doing business with, right? So that's what I've been doing most. And then also, like most people that run companies, I have to figure out hire, you know, I'm the one that decides who to hire, and I answer, you know, I'm pretty much answering questions all day long with I have two project managers. They're like, Miguel, what should I say? Or how do I deal with this client? Right. So I answer many questions all day long. Right. But my original involvement, which was on everything, I did the storyboard animation, the script, the sound design. I used to do the voiceover as well. All of that I delegated to other people. And so that frees me of a lot of time. I have a lot more time available right now to think of the big picture. And that's one of the problems with a lot of sole founders is that they're working so much on their business that they start forgetting about thinking, where do you want to take this business? How are you going to grow it? How are you going to keep it competitive? And because they're not asking those questions, they cannot, they cannot really grow their business, right? So that's the area that I'm trying to work on right now. Pretty much.
Hmm. Are there any competitors in this market?
Oh, there's tons.
Yeah.
Every day there's a new studio doing this because the barrier of entry is quite low, right? I mean, basically, and I experienced that myself. Really, this Grumo Media took off when I created a spec video for a startup called Hipmonk.com, right? Back in October 2010. And at that time, there was already like, let's say, five major studios doing this already for the previous 3 or 4 years, right? There was Common Craft, there was Epifio, there was Switch Video. There's a bunch of players there. At that time, I didn't even know they existed. But I created this video, and it just turned out that people really liked it, and it got me a lot of business. But I just did that myself, right? I only had a laptop, a copy of Adobe After Effects, and my imagination. And next thing you know, I was part of this new industry that I didn't even know it existed. And now a lot of people are replicating the same model. They're like, okay, well, this is not that hard. Specifically, animators that work for big studios, and they're like, I'm tired of working for a big studio. I would like to call my own shots. So they want to start a little studio. Getting into demo videos is a great alternative because you know it's enjoyable. The projects are shorter. You have a lot of creative freedom. You get to work with a lot of different people. So yeah, there's a lot of studios doing this now, and that's what happens in most industries, right? At the beginning, there's a couple of people, and at the end, there's a lot of people doing it, and then there's a lot of competition. But you know what? I love competition because it pushes every single studio to deliver better work, and it means that you just have to keep pumping great work and people will come back to you, right?
Now, I really enjoy your videos. You do the videos. When you used to do them, how long would it take? And now, with your staff, how long does it take to do a video?
Originally, I mean, when I did a spec video for Hipmonk, that took about 2 weeks. The reason why is because I did it all by myself and I didn't really have a client telling me, Miguel, you should change this or the other thing, right? I just picked a startup and come up with everything. So if you don't have any feedback from the client, a video could be done in about 2 weeks. Now, when you have a client involved at every single stage of production, which, you know, we start with the script, then we have to get that approved. Storyboard has to get approved. The voiceover has to get approved. The animation has to get approved. The sound has to get approved. So there's many rounds of approval. The actual production time is not much longer than 2 or 3 weeks, but because there's these rounds of approval where we are actually waiting for the client to get back to us and approve it or tell us what they want to change, then a lot more time is added, and then the average video tends to be from 4 to 5 weeks. That's the typical length that it takes to produce a demo video that is less than 2 minutes. If it gets longer or more complex, obviously it takes longer, but the average.
Cool. Now, we talked before off air that we're going to talk about the five main parts your video should have.
Yeah.
You want to touch on those?
Of course.
Okay.
For demo videos, like I said, the most important thing is the script. So when you're writing the script, you have to think of at least three main parts. And typically, the first part is explaining the problem. The second part is introducing your solution and explaining what it does and why it's so great. And third, a call to action, right? And those are the three main parts. Once you know that, you're like, okay, so what do I shoot there? What should I tell in each of these parts, right? So it's very important to put yourself in the shoes of your target audience and really think, okay, what are the problems that we're solving in the industry? And then come up with the simplest, most concise way of explaining that problem I make it in such a way that it all ties in within some kind of a story that your target audience could relate to, right? Instead of being very generic and saying, we solve this problem, try to be a little bit more specific by maybe a lot of people introduce a character and say, and they say, you know, John has this problem, or they just come up with a case scenario that would be realistic in the real world, right? So in the case of in the Hipmunk video, for example, well, we could have just said Hipmunk is a company that makes flight search very simple. But that's not really fun. It's more fun if I tell you, what if you're trying to meet your girlfriend tomorrow and you need to find a ticket? Well, now you're like, oh, you're paying attention. It's like, oh, there is an issue here. I can believe this is possible. And what is going to be the solution? Because now you're curious. So you're using a little bit of the storytelling approach to get people excited about what you're explaining. And then you explain the solution. And then at the end of the day, at the end, you have a call to action, right? Where you say, okay, well, now that I told you how good we are, now that I told you how you can meet your girlfriend across the country thanks to Hipmunk and we save you the day, this is the call to action, right? This is the call to action, should be clear message telling people what should they do after watch the video, because you can tell them a great story and they're like, okay, so what? What do I do now? Well, you have to answer that. Go here to this URL or sign up or something like that, right? And that's basically what most videos have in order to be a typical effective demo video. And then there's other many things that you can add to the video to make it more efficient, right? I mean, I have an entire course on how to write scripts, but that's the basic things, right? Then you can use something like certain impulses, sales impulses, to get people excited about buying your product or subscribing to your service. And some of those impulses are like adding some credibility. For example, if you work for a big company, so you have somebody that is famous that vouches for your work, or you have testimonials are good to use as well, right? You should add them on the script as well, right? So those are the main parts.
Yeah, we talked also off air how, let's say, a local business, if just off the top of your head, if you were doing a video for a local business, what type of process would you go through?
So for brick and mortar businesses, I think the most effective type of video, and also quite affordable, is a short live action video where a small crew comes with a camera, interviews the owner, and then they shoot a little bit of B-roll of the shop or of the product or the process, and then the owner basically explains in his own words what they do, why they're so great, and then at the end, how to get in touch with the owner, right? So instead of going through the process of animating, of creating an animation, I mean, it's important to understand that I think that 2D animation, what we use here at Grumo Media, is great to explain concepts or web startups more than brick and mortar businesses. It would work. I mean, we can create a great 2D animation video, but I think brick and mortar businesses, since it's a physical location, you actually are going to feel more attached to the location if you can actually see it, if you can actually see the owner and the product, right? You're talking about physical products, not concepts or web applications or interfaces, right? So I think that's the best solution. And I mentioned to you that really affordable website that will send you a crew to your business is called turnhere.com. I can send you the link later so you can put it on the description of this interview. But basically, for I think $400-$500, they'll send you a crew. They'll spend an hour with you where they'll set up the lights, shoot the B-roll, they'll interview the founder, and within a week they'll send you the final product, which you can put on your website, you can use to promote your business through social media, it seems to be a very efficient way of promoting physical locations.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to have a look at their site. I've done stuff like that myself for companies when we do videos just to introduce it.
But
yeah, that's very good. You know, I just before the interview here, I put on Facebook, I said, anybody have any questions for Grumovidia? I got two good questions came in. Would you mind answering them?
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I had 10 minutes before I was calling you, and then I had two people respond, which is pretty cool. And that's just my personal profile. But anyway, someone, Leanne Golan wrote, can I make great videos with my iPhone, or do I need to buy more expensive equipment?
You know what? You can. I've seen people shooting professional music videos with an iPhone.
Really?
Because the tool that you use to shoot, I mean, it is important, but it's more about how creative you are using that tool than the actual tool. I mean, you can shoot with a red camera that costs, you know, $50,000. And if you have the wrong lighting, the wrong lens, the wrong filters, the wrong post-production, it could look like crap. And you can use an iPhone with the right lighting, with the right director of photography, with the right post-production, with the right filters, and it could look like a Hollywood movie, right? So the tool is not so much important. It's how you use that tool that it's going to make a huge difference, right? Now, if you don't have a lot of experience shooting video, then it's going to be harder to make it look awesome regardless of the tool that you use. But I've shot quite a bit of video with my iPhone. At least the latest iPhones can shoot on high definition. And the videos turns really good. I mean, the main problem that you have is that you have less control on how you focus. And also
Sound.
The sound is not as good. I mean, obviously, it's a very limited device that is not designed to shoot video professionally, right? But if you know what you're doing, mm-hmm. you can actually create pretty good videos with them.
Yeah, if you got the right conditions, I'd say light. For shooting with an iPhone, light is important. Make sure, you know, if you could do it outside or in the shade, I think that, or through a light of a window, that would be good. You could get these pretty inexpensive connectors to your iPhone, and you could use a lapel mic.
Yeah.
That would work pretty good. The mic on the iPhone is really good, actually, and that's the problem with the microphones. They sometimes pick up too much, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I think the iPhone has some kind of noise reduction algorithm or something, because I've used my iPhone to record a lot of the voiceovers for our videos, and I just basically take the script, put a blanket on myself, and then use the iPhone. And I'm telling you, the quality is fantastic. Most people don't even know I use my iPhone to record voiceovers because it's so good.
Yeah, I took the in the course, and I had heard the blanket trick before. And I did, after taking your course, I spent the next 2 days doing a demo video. I think I sent you the link right after. It was just an affiliate product for a graphics package. And I recorded the audio. I wanted to do it just like you taught, and I went into the closet with a blanket, and I was sweating like a son of a gun under that thing. But you know what? It sounded good.
Yeah, I think after that, I put a note on the tutorial where I teach how to do that, and I said, make sure that you have a, you know, that you breathe often because you start sweating a lot, right? Ooh. Or if you're using a light, make sure it's one of those LED lights or something that don't produce a lot of heat, because you'll suffocate pretty quickly.
My friend Rav Chaudhry had this question as well. He goes, could you provide best equipment or a list of resources that people could learn about videos?
About creating demo videos? Or?
Well, I would say, I think that as well, but maybe a list of resources for some of the tools. I mean, I know your course would cover everything there, really.
Yeah, if to create demo videos, definitely my course covers everything. It has over 10 hours of lectures, and it's like 81 videos and source files, and you name it, everything is there. It covers every single aspect that we use at Grumovidia to produce our videos. Basically, I give out all the secrets in the world. And that's not very smart, because if you take that video, you can start a studio tomorrow, basically.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I got lots of good feedback from that. So if you want to learn about specifically how to write and produce 2D animated demo videos, I'm biased, but I would tell you take my course, right? And actually, this is something we agree we're gonna do. I'll give you at the end of this video, this interview, I'll tell you how you can get a really good discount on that course. There
awesome.
You go.
Awesome, great. Well, that's awesome. I'm really glad that Leanne and Rav wrote in under short notice. I think that's a record. 10 minutes. I got 2 responses. That's great. I wanted to ask you just before we wrap up, your favorite social media sites right now.
Social media sites.
To talk about your business, I guess.
Well, you mean like how do I promote through social media or what channels do I use?
Well, what are your favorites right now for promotion and what are you seeing the best feedback on?
So I use the typical ones. I use Facebook. I use Twitter. I use Pinterest. I use, what else do I use? YouTube and Vimeo. So all the main ones. In terms of best results, I think most feedback I get is usually through the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you get more feedback the more followers you have. So I have about, I think, 1,400 followers or 1,300 followers on Facebook. So I know every time I post there within almost seconds, people would either like what I put or just comment on it. So that works really well. I think the trick is to publish content on a regular basis, good quality content, not self-promote yourself a lot. So just make sure that whoever is listening to you is going to get some value out of following you, right? So not try to spam them and then post regularly. And then not just stick to one specific tool. Use them all. And the problem is that it could be really exhausting to opening accounts and updating accounts continuously. And that's why a lot of people have community managers or social media experts that they hire full time, or they outsource these to companies that will post and create content in like 10 different social media accounts. My trick, since I don't have anybody doing this for me, is I use a tool called Hootsuite. And so if you go to hootsuite.com, you can use this social media dashboard. You connect all your social media accounts to Hootsuite, and then you can basically from one location update all your social media accounts, which is going to save you a tremendous amount of time, right? And then make sure that you have Hootsuite on all day long so you can answer people quickly, so you can enter converse on, so you can establish a relationship with followers, so you can answer questions or concerns from clients or potential clients. And that's a really good marketing strategy, specifically today. So if you're not using social media, man, you gotta get on the train.
Awesome. So let's talk about that special offer that we're gonna give listeners of the Local Method.
Okay, so I got several courses. One is on how to create online courses. Another one is on WordPress, like an introductory course on WordPress. And my biggest and most successful course is in how to create awesome demo videos the Grumo way. Now, if you write to me, to miguel@grumomedia.com, so miguel@grumomedia.com, and you say that you will listen to me at the Local Method podcast, then I'll give you a super awesome discount on the course, just to you.
Awesome. I'm really happy you could do that. Thanks so much.
No problem. Glad to help.
That's great. Yeah, and you could check Miguel out at his website. Give us the best places to find you online, Miguel.
Well, definitely the website is where everything is, right? I mean, you can follow me on Twitter. My personal account is Grumo Mix. The Twitter account is Grumo Media. If you type Grumo Media on Google, you'll find me in tons of places.
Okay. I'll definitely put links in the show note.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's great. Well, Miguel, this was fantastic. I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you because I enjoyed taking your courses. Anybody who wants to really get a fun time and a knowledgeable time about learning a subject, you got to check Miguel out. It's fun. I'm actually even going to grab a couple clips of you having fun during your training, and I'm going to put it on before this interview. So you're going to be curious of which ones I choose, I guess.
Yeah, well, Oh, you haven't taken the WordPress one. This one lecture where I don't teach anything. I just sing.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think I'm going to try to find that one and post a little excerpt of that. Because that is that on iTunes? iTunes, that song you did there?
Not on iTunes.
I'm just joking. No,
it's not that good. It's actually pretty horrible. I don't know if it helps my course or or not, but anyways, it's fun, you know, because when you're recording courses, it can be very tedious. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to grab my guitar and improvise a song about WordPress. And it's funny because people in the WordPress community, they were like, you got to check this song out. Anyways.
Yeah, I was actually blown away when you said that it took you 2 months to do the how to produce an awesome demo video course.
Yeah, no, it took a long time, specifically because I was very, very busy at that time. That's when I was doing still everything myself. So I had to do this part-time. And I knew I really wanted to try to create a course because, I mean, the main reason why I created it is because a lot of the people that came to me, as they are startups, they had almost no money. They hadn't raised any money. And they're like, how can I promote my company with a video? But I cannot afford a studio. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to create a course where I teach you everything. And if you have the time and patience, then maybe you can create your own demo video for your startup for very little money. Mm-hmm. And it had to be really successful. People really like that. And I got tons of students. I just published one. No, tomorrow I'm going to publish another demo video created by a student. So like every week, every 2 weeks, some student will come up with their finished product and it feels really good to see that it's helping people out there.
Again, thanks, Miguel, for taking the time out to coming on the Local Method podcast.
My pleasure. Talk soon.
Remember, if you want to take Miguel up on his offer, send him an email to miguel@grumomedia.com. Let him know you heard his interview on the Local Method and he'll fix you up with a generous discount on his courses. I highly recommend you check them out. Have you listened to all the episodes of the Local Method? Well, take a minute and go through some of the lessons contained in the episodes and do something with the information to build your market leadership. You can do it. If you have any questions or problems putting this into action, drop me a line here at the Local Method and I'll give you a hand. That's why I do this. Write me at albert@thelocalmethod.com. Please send some feedback to feedback@thelocalmethod.com. Be sure to check out the show notes for this episode at the website. And also to paraphrase the great Les Brown, I want you to know that your business has greatness within it. Be a market leader in your community.